Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome into the Tuesday morning Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. Let's dive right into the podcast this morning. Kirk Erlewine was named the Idaho men's basketball team director of player development. Erlewine is a 26-year college coaching veteran whose latest stop was a 4-year tenure as the head coach at Eastern Washington from 2007 to 2011. Wayne Moses was named running backs coach for the University of Idaho football team, completing the Vandals coaching staff for this season. Idaho State University has introduced Banglepedia, a production that will take the place of the traditional media guide. ISU developed the idea to help make any and all sports-related information easier to access on its website. At this point, Banglepedia is now available for the fall sports, football, volleyball, and soccer. Men's and women's cross-country will be introduced as well, while the rest of the sports will have their own in the next couple of months. From the Magic Valley Times News, former Wendell student standout Nolan Strouder has signed an NJCAA National Letter of Intent to pitch for the College of Southern Idaho after spending last season at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. Tyler and Gabby Barker began the first of 3 days at the 44th Trusted Choice Big Eye National Championship Golf Tournament today at the University of Texas Golf Club in Austin. Tyler Barker won the Idaho Qualifying Tournament June 28th at Shadow Valley Golf Course, and her younger sister Gabby Barker was second. Kyle Miley of Twin Falls and Boise's Kyle Mitsunaga also qualified for the national tournament. Some sad news on today's podcast. Bud Riley, the father of Oregon State football coach Mike Riley and former Lewiston High and University of Idaho coach, has passed away at the age of 86. Looking at this day in sports, on this day in sports, August 7th, 1956, more than 57,000 fans turned out to see 51-year-old Satchel Paige pitch in an International League game at the Orange Bowl. It was the largest crowd to ever see a minor league baseball game. Good old Satchel Paige pitched probably until he was 55 or 56 at least. On this day in sports, August 7th, 1985, Baseball Commissioner Peter Eubaroth announced an agreement between the Major League Players Association to end this second ever player strike. The season resumed one day later. On this day in sports, August 7th, 2007, Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's home run record, hitting his 756 against the Washington Nationals. A lot of people still think that Hank Aaron is the actual true home run king because he did it clean with no steroids. Bonds may have the numbers, but Hank Aaron was clean and when he did it. So I agree. I think Hank Aaron is still the legitimate home run king in baseball. Baseball birthdays today. Great major league pitcher Darn Larson, born this day 1929. Alan Page, NFL Hall of Famer, born this day 1945. That'll wrap it up for the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, go to idahosports.com. We have the football schedules up. We will be at 8 separate locations opening weekend, August 24th. How cool is that? The Gridiron Game Picks are back as well. Go to idahosports.com. Click on the Gridiron Game Picks and go choose the games this year. Should be a lot of fun. Have a great Tuesday. And before we go, let's all bow our heads and say the man's prayer.
I'm a man, but I can change if I have to. I guess.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on idahosports.com.